despite assurances from the Kremlin leadership that conscripts will not be allowed to take part in the so-called special operation, they continue to join the ranks of Russia's occupying forces in Ukraine. A corresponding report was released by the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine. It is the conscripts who die first during hostilities. Poor training, outdated weapons and equipment lead to inevitable death or mutilation. Another reason for the high mortality of conscripts in the occupying army is their involvement in the first echelon of troops, in which more experienced contractors refuse to participate. Sending conscripts to the combat zone is another proof of the attitude of the Russian authorities towards their citizens and the staff shortage in the aggressor's army. Despite the covert mobilization in Russia and the forced mobilization of men in the temporarily uncontrolled territories of Ukraine, the Russian command is unable to staff full-fledged combat units. Mothers of Russian conscripts, realizing the inevitability of their children's deaths, complain about the illegal actions of commanders to the Russian Commissioner for Human Rights Tatiana Moskalkova but receive another lie and runaround in response. Until the struggle for the lives of young Russians becomes massive inside Russia, they will continue to die ingloriously, following the orders of the Kremlin dictator. Natalia Toleb.